Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey. Hey.
Jerry.
It only took Jodie Turner-Smith a couple of hours to get it popping with her hubby Joshua Jackson. We'll explain.
And Willow Smith gives Jada Pinkett Smith the gift of music for Mother's Day.
And our friend Andrew Freund sits down with A.D. Bryant and the cast of Shrill to talk about their final season.
All right. Thank you, Heidi. Portia's out today, but of course we can't start the show before wishing an early Mother's Day to all the lovely mothers out there, including Sherry, Portia, you know what, Brett and Heidi, because
yes.
They're dog mobs too, damn it.
We're dog mobs. Yes. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
And of course, all the ones who raised us, given the best hugs, words of encouragement, and shown endless acts of love. We love you and appreciate you every
yes.
single day, 365 days a year, y'all. So make sure to enjoy your day this weekend, and especially to my mom, Selena. Te quiero mucho, mi reina. Te quiero mucho y gracias por todo.
Oh, that was beautiful. And speaking of Mother's Day, on this week's episode of Red Table Talk, Willow Smith celebrated her mother, superwoman and badass bitch, Jada Pinkett Smith, with an unexpected surprise.
What? Now, she introduced Jada, honey, to her polyamory love village.
Oh, you're Gary. Stop using big words. She reunited Jada with her rock band, Wicked Wisdom. You remember she had a rock band, Wicked Wisdom?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Willow gave Jada a VIP performance. Take a look.
Heidi and Frank, you guys are the rock experts. Did Willow pull it off?
I am not buying one part of the story.
What do you mean?
Wait, why? What?
That whole rock band, camera crew, sound system, and Jada's like, wait, what? What's going on?
Yeah.
It's like when you know about a present, but you got to be like, oh, my God, what? I had no idea.
Whether Jada knew it was going to happen or not,
okay.
I think that Willow actually impressed me with her rock chops.
She
I think
killed
the,
it.
It helped with the Mastodon shirt that she had on.
Yes,
I bought
guitar.
Into it, and I'd like to see more.
Me too.
I know it was like for her mom for Mother's Day, but I think Willow needs to bring this band back and just do it because it's good.
Yeah.
I think we should form a rock band. What would be our rock band name, you guys?
I liked Gary's suggestion of Polyamorous Love Village.
Oh, that's
Thank
a good
you,
name for
Frank. Exactly.
That sounds like a flat name.
PLV, yeah.
The PLV experience.
All right. You guys, settle in, because since we're talking about Mother's Day, I got more Mother's Day news. And ladies, and Gary, hold on to your uteruses.
What?
Oh, Lord. Because there is a 25-year-old woman from Mali, and she gave birth to 9 babies at the same time.
9.
What kind of Mali was she on?
No kidding.
9 babies.
5 girls.
Wow.
4 boys via C-section. I mean, thank God.
C-section.
For her husband.
God.
Thank God.
Well,
so,
yeah.
9 babies. But get this. She thought she was having 7 babies. Now, that's still a lot of babies.
Yeah.
But imagine when they pull that last one out and you're like, oh, number 7, I'm so, this is amazing. What? What do you mean more feet? What do you mean more heartbeats? What feet? What are you talking about? Oh, there's 2 more babies in here.
Wow.
What kind of sperm is this husband have? I mean, 9 babies naturally.
Super.
He has got to have, like, the bomb sperm.
He probably didn't have sex for like a year, and like when they finally did it, it's like the, you know, when you see the fountains go off at the Bellagio.
Yeah.
And it was choreographed to music.
Alright, so for all you Miss Jackson, if you're nasty fans out there, this might be a dream come true. For her 55th birthday, Janet Jackson is auctioning off more than 1,000 childhood items.
Oh.
Now, what's in there, you might ask? Well, items like the sweater from the Scream music video with her brother Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
The baseball cap from Rhythm Nation. Childhood stage costumes and some of her schoolwork. All this stuff could be all yours. Now, this auction is estimated to rake in $2 million, and of course, a portion of the the proceeds is going to go out there to helping children in need. But when you take a look at this stuff, my personal favorite got to be this hand drawing she did of LaToya Jackson. Yeah. They're auctioning this off. Are you feeling it?
Head crack. We've had LaToya in here. Though she nailed those cheekbones.
Did. She totally did.
You know what she would get a lot of money for, but I don't see it in the auction items. Remember the notorious... the medallion, the nipple medallion from Super Bowl, what was that, 2000?
2000.
I would buy it and wear it.
Really?
Yeah, I'd get it.
All right, y'all, Queen and Slim's Jody Turner Smith says she don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind on the first night, that is. I said it on the first night. In a recent interview, the actress revealed that she gave up them goodies on the first night she met her now husband, Joshua Jackson. Here's what she said. When I first met my husband, we had a one-night stand. We're in a 2-3 year one-night stand now. Jody explained how they met at a party, and when she laid eyes on him, she said, I want that. And they connected, and a couple of hours later, those panties was all across the room, baby. And now 3 years later, they're happily married with a baby girl. Now, Gary, you always talking about women being fast and can't hold on to no man. What you got to say about this?
Oh, I think it's wonderful, honey. Remember, she wasn't with an African man. She was with a man of European descent, so
Gary.
She did a great job. So, yeah, she can hold on to it.
Well, I would say, kids, don't try this at home, is what I would say. It don't work for everybody. One-night stand that leads to marriage.
I mean,
100, though. Yeah, it doesn't always happen like that. But
no, it does not.
Lucky for her. It don't, Gary. No, it don't. Because usually, you might be getting married, or the other one, they might call you a hoe. But, just...
Leroy call you a hoe, Joshua married.
Well, that's not all. Gary
never had to put on him like that before. That's why. Once you go black, baby, you know what they say. You never go back.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Now, I would like to bring something y'all to everyone's attention, honey. Now, our beloved Miss Sherry Shepherd had a 54th birthday purple soiree, and no one here. I said no one. Here was invited. Now, the party, it looked lovely, y'all. Now, I saw Miss Lonnie Love, Miss Garcelle Duvall, Miss Tisha Campbell, Miss Essence Atkins, and even, y'all, Miss Sheila E. pulled up. And then, y'all,
I saw your best. Sheila E.
Yeah, we all love her, but we weren't able to be at the damn party to see her. But Niecy Nash had her ass there to rescue and adjust them jugs, honey. And Miss Sherry had flipping over, y'all. Watch this.
I love you, but I can't have you at your party with your blooms not pulled to the center. We don't need to see that. Okay.
Girl.
No, that's right. That's right. It's right. Look,
oh, my
right.
God.
It's right.
Oh, yeah.
This is 4 jugs of fun. I wish I was there just to be able to witness that. But I got to tell you, and I was going to ask you if it was a black girl thing, because I don't know, because years ago we did a photo shoot, and we were in Atlanta, Portia and everybody, they came to L.A. and we were in town, and I had some shirt on, and Portia, who I really kind of just met in person that day, she goes, girl, come here for a second. She stuck her hand in my top, and she's like, no, you got it, and just grabbed them, put them, and they looked so good. And I went, oh, wow. She goes, yeah, girl, I got you. So I thought, is that a black girl thing? Because I've never had a white girl do it to me. I've never done it to anybody.
I do that, too.
It's a white man and a black girl thing, Heidi.
It's a Dominican thing, too, Sherry. Dominicans do that, too. I do that, too.
But I got to say, the best part of my birthday party was the fact that it was the 35th anniversary of Glamorous Life, and we all serenaded Sheila E. And it was amazing to have Sheila E. there.
Girl, you better be glad I wasn't there.
She didn't have any sticks, so we gave her knives, and she was flipping the knives in the air, and they were going up under her legs.
Oh, my God.
And,
what?
Like, it was history to be able to... sing with Sheila E. I mean, yes. she's a really good friend. So
she's a legend. I love her, Sherry.
She is a legend.
Every time I see her, I'll be about to pass out, girl. Ooh, you better be glad I didn't make it, because you did give me an invite. Thank you.
Brad would have embarrassed you.
I would have.
Coming up, property brother Drew Scott vowed to keep his marriage hot and bubbly.
Ew.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
So Drew Scott, one half of the Property Brothers, revealed in a new YouTube video with his wife Linda the hot way they got legally married in the U.S. before their big overseas wedding. Take a look.
Linda and I got married, and instead of exchanging rings, we exchanged burgers. and we got married in a hot tub.
You know the old tale, y'all. The best way to a man's heart is through his belly. And you just mentioned two of my favorite things, jacuzzis and burgers. Ladies, if you give me any of those two in that same combination, I will give you anything you want. If my lady gave me a burger in the jacuzzi, she could ask me for whatever, and I'm going to give it to her. So, yes, I think this is a beautiful start to a very long and healthy relationship. So, ladies, if you're out there and you want your man to, like, if you want your man to be truly committed, give him a burger in the jacuzzi. Bam.
It's the new BJ. Burger and jacuzzi.
It's the new
BJ. Now, Sherry, they chose the hot tub. Now, where was your ideal place to be to get married?
You know what? My two were so bad, their proposals. I don't even think they asked me. I just found myself walking down the aisle. But I would love, literally, HK, if I decided to do it again, I would love to be like in Paris or Africa.
If I was to do it, I would love to get married on a motorcycle. Me driving a motorcycle and he behind me riding. I think that would be a great way to get married.
How's he gonna put the ring on your finger if y'all driving a motorcycle?
Girl, once we stop, honey, he could just slide it on. But in the meantime, I could be driving that beautiful Harley and he's just riding behind me and we just speeding through the city.
I picture it now, Gary. That's beautiful. That would be beautiful.
Yeah. With y'all helmets on and your knee pads and everything.
And the leather assless chaps.
Yeah.
That would look great.
Your chaps. With your chaps.
Really, Chewy?
Yes.
All right, y'all. Tiger King was a hit. Y'all remember Tiger King when it came out on Netflix and people were talking about Joe Exotic's three-way wedding. You remember that three-way wedding?
Yes, honey.
Well, Joe's ex-husband, John Finley, is now saying that the relationship was fake and a part of a scheme to get a reality show for Joe. Oh, man. As a matter of fact, John recently got married to a woman named Stormy and they are very happy. So, what y'all think about that?
At the end of the day, fame is a hell of a drug, right? People will do anything they can to be on TV.
Man,
not only is fame a hell of a drug, so is meth. Right. And apparently Joe Exotic was giving this man meth to keep him engaged in whole situation what was going on.
Right.
So, he was literally gay for meth.
Gary, would you marry a woman to get on a reality show?
There you go.
Ma'am, I would marry her, girl, because, I mean, people need help and love. There's a shortage in men, so that means get any man you can, so there I go. I would definitely marry her.
You would do like The Bachelor? You would do like The Bachelor?
The Bachelor.
And be in a sex room with all of the women?
Exactly. And tell her, girl, you need to shave. Girl, you need to lift them up, honey. I would give them some help. I would give them some kind of consultation. Yes, ma'am.
They're going to have to make that fence taller for him to climb over because Gary going to do the same thing soon when girls start coming at him on The Bachelor.
Them little legs be over that fence.
This whole situation makes Joe Exotic, makes him look like even bigger of a liar and makes Carol Baskin look like the little innocent princess that she was trying to come off as. What do you guys think?
I think it makes him look like a drug dealing pimp.
Yeah.
I mean, for you to get somebody to just like, you know, just do something completely out there, normal character, just for drugs and some TV time.
I'm telling you.
All right, y'all.
Whoa,
our good friend Jason Lee, honey, of Hollywood Unlocked. Always y'all got something spicy happening on Fox Soul. So what's going on the show tonight, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is all new tonight on Fox Soul. We have a full show of hot tea discussing the Lil Yachty's new nail polish, Hazel E's family drama, and how T.I. and Tiny left Shauna hanging amid their sexual assault accusation, sort of like her bad eyelashes. So make sure you don't miss it at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxhole.tv.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Coming up, Andrew Freund sat down with the hilarious cast of Shrill to talk about their final season. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to chat with A.D. Bryant and the cast of Shrill for their third and final season coming to Hulu.
Every day I'm getting to the money, know I got.
I feel like I've only been single for 5 minutes.
You have your main guy. Meanwhile, you've got all these other little tasting pots.
I'm juggling a lot of nasty boys.
Allie, you know, because there is a lot of sex happening on the show and all the seasons. Talk to me about, is it ever weird? Is it ever awkward? You know, helping to create and facilitate these scenes?
I mean, I think the writer's room is 100% too horny. They love it. But as long as I don't have to actually act this stuff. I'm okay with whatever happens.
The last day on set, were there tears? Was it emotional? How did it feel for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was emotional. It was also like, you know, we had been shooting in COVID, and that is such a other challenge, you know? And so I think there was a massive feeling of just like, we did it. We did this amazingly hard task, and we did it as a team. And yeah, the pride like was overwhelming the sadness. You know what I mean? Because we just felt like we had like done something impossible.
Okay, I have to ask you about the sex scenes. Does that ever get normal? I mean, is it weird?
Yeah, it's always weird. It's never not weird, but I think you can kind of communicate yourself into comfort on some level. And we have really wonderful, like, you know, intimacy coordinators who help with that. And they kind of take the nerves out of it because they're like, okay, do you want to kiss with tongue or not? Or, you know, like they just get into the nitty gritty.
I want to ask you a couple SNL questions. First one, working with people that aren't actors, because, you know, not everyone's an actor on SNL, that there's athletes that come on. Is that exciting?
I mean, I would say like one of my favorite hosts of all time was Charles Barkley, and he's not an actor, but he was so up for anything and like so naturally funny. And so that's kind of the fun of SNL, is like, have a sports person in, have a kid come and host, you know, like, see, I've always, my fantasy is to have a dog host the show.
That would be amazing. Final question, who's your favorite cast member that you like to break?
I love when Keenan breaks because he is just like the true old pro. And so, you know, when he's losing it, you're like in a good space. So I would say Keenan.
Thank you, AD. I thought this season was awesome.
Thanks.
I love the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like a sex toy company called Love Honey has been crowned by your Royal Highness.
Nice.
Reportedly, Queen Elizabeth honored the company with the Queen's Award for Enterprise, or QAFE.
What?
It's for outstanding growth. And this is a sex toy company. I know. I guess after their overseas sales couldn't contain itself and skyrocketed from 16 million to nearly 80 million in sales since 2015.
Wow. So it's like, we're in the wrong business, y'all.
Of that sex company. The royal stamp is a really big deal because it will allow the company to use that Queen's Award stamp on its packaging.
No, this is...
on its packaging.
Frank, you will not stop.
I got to get the Queen's Award stamp tattooed on my packaging.
It's so funny because I thought she wouldn't know, like, what, like literally fully what she was putting her stamp on.
Does she know? But I think because Prince Philip died, maybe she's like, tell me a little bit more about, you know, the 8-inch dildo.
Does anyone want to admit their favorite sex toy? I mean, have you gone down the sex toy aisles?
I enjoy the carpool.
What's the carpool?
Two people can ride in the same. It's ride sharing.
It's ride sharing. Let's put it that way.
The carpool.
We meet in the middle, if you will. We meet in the middle, if you will.
Okay.
Wow, mine's just a little ride or die. It's just a little.
Ride or die.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.